use one proverb, Persian, which is Shishobesh. Means 6 and 5 in Turkish, not Persian. And that means thinking and planning something. That's what Shishobesh is. When you're planning something and thinking what to do with something, that's Shishobesh. And the explanation is yes, because there are 6 different ways. This is the dimension, right? Up and down, left and right, front and back. And there are 5 senses. There were 5 senses known to human being. They didn't know about the 6th and 7th and so on, which we know now. So, 6 and 5 has that meaning of planning something and becoming ready to do something about something. Here you will say RF means what? The guy we are talking about. This is Erfan. And RF. RF is not enchained in 6 and 5. RF is not changed in personal understanding and personal way of feeling. Because if you are enchained with that, how could you understand the feeling of Rumi towards Shams? One of the experiences I never forget, in this city, I was invited to a restaurant to know someone who knows me and is here. And his first question before everything was that you don't talk about the homosexuality of Shams and Rumi, do you? I left the restaurant. I left that fellow who brought him, who was a little bit disturbed sexually, to imagine the game of sexuality within a 75 years old man and a 40 years old man 800 years ago. Because that was his interest. Here, Rumi is explaining to you that RF should not be in the dimensions of the logical brain. RF should understand, this is 800 years ago, that there are more than 5 senses. RF should understand that there are more than these 6 ways of dimension, and so on and so on. Because we are not talking about the existence of the universe. We are talking about this and what to do with this. Because I know I could do mistakes and I could do a lot of bad things with this. Naturally, if I listen to my ego, that's what happens. Yes?
He has escaped from the 5 senses and the 6 directions. He has made you acquainted with beyond all that. His intimations are the intimations of eternity. He has transcended all conceptions and withdrawn himself or herself apart. Unless he is outside of this hexagonal well, how should he bring up Joseph from the inside.
Ah! What is he talking about? He said, with all these logical games that you are playing, you cannot bring out the beautiful Joseph, which is in you. Oh, that story was your story, was our story. The beautiful Joseph is in you. Who dropped it there? The jealousy of the others. So, if you don't believe in this, I tell you what's inside you. Should I? Shit! That's in you. Yeah! That's it. Logically looking inside me, that's the point. When we talk about inside me, we are not talking about inside me. We are talking about me outside. What am I for this we? Because that's the thing that we are talking about. Here we are not talking about you. We are talking about this we and how any one of us could be a part of this. Yes?
He is the one who goes to draw water above the unpillared firmament. His body, like a bucket, is in the well, helping the Josephs cling to his bucket, escape from the well, and become kings of Egypt. The other buckets seek water from the well. His bucket has no concern with the water. It seeks.
When we're talking about that stuff to drop it down there, everybody is looking for water to drop this in the well, right? But the Joseph, he doesn't need the knowledge. He has the knowledge. That's why he could come out. He should come out when it's good to come out. He will come out and becomes the king. Yep.
The other buckets seek water from the well. His bucket has no concern with the water. It seeks friends. The other buckets plunge into the water for food. His bucket is the food and life of the soul of the fish. The other buckets are attached to the lofty wheel. His bucket is in two almighty fingers. What bucket and what cord and what wheel? This is a very weak comparison, O Pasha.
Yeah, my silly brother, what are you talking about? He explained everything with this story of the Joseph in the well and taking the water out of the well, right? And at the end, he said, the hell with it, because this doesn't fulfill what I want to say. Yes, let's hear what he wants really to say.
Whence shall I get a comparison that is without frailty? One to match him will not come, and never has come.
Ah. the example that I'm looking for to explain this stuff to you, it's a bizarre stuff. I don't know how really to get it. Yes?
He is 100,000 men concealed in a single man. 100 bows and arrows enclosed in a single blowpipe. From Quran, thou didst not throw when thou threwest. And a temptation, 100,000 stacks in a handful.
Yeah. When we say Maramaito is Ramite, we are explaining some complication stuff here, which is a lot of different stuff. When you're talking about the conclusion, there is a lot of explanation behind it. Yes.
He is a sun hidden in a moat. Suddenly that moat opens its mouth. The heavens and the earth crumble to atoms before that sun when he springs forth from ambush.
Imagine this, that the sun is hidden in an atom. Imagination, right? You say then, what is there? All this stuff that you could imagine and talk about the sun is in that little stuff, right? Now look around you. How many atoms do you see? That's what existence is. So the story of the sun is in all of them. How? Yes?
How is a spirit like this meet for the body? Listen, O body, wash your hands of this spirit.
Wash your hand. Because this is the only thing that you are playing with. You have one jhan, one life. And what do you do with it? You don't know. You're just walking by, using it. Be careful, yes?
Oh, body that has become the spirit's dwelling place, it is enough. How long can the sea abide in a water skin?
Oh, this is something that you read in the second paragraph in the opening of the first book. First story, do you remember? He said, you have only a little bit water. You should bring it out to observe the river and the ocean and all of that. Here he will repeat it. He says, the logic is something in you. That little. It doesn't cover everything. Look, when you say everything, what are you talking about? Even in the time of Rumi, that they didn't know about the galaxies and the dimension that we don't understand. Just look at it. And you just trust something in you? Yes?
Oh, you who are 1,000 Gabriels in the form of the human being. Oh, you who are messiahs inside the ass of Jesus.
You are that lovely creature, potentially, who is living in this animal, this ass. That's the Jesus, and this is the donkey. You are born a donkey, odd, you could